You gonna tell them?
I don't know, because I don't believe anything men say right now. And I just feel like they just be doing the most, you know, trying to make it seem like it's us, but really they're the problem.
Yo, I don't even get why they're on the show, because last time I checked, when I watched theirs, she was talking about she felt like the man in a relationship. So how she feel like she's gonna get a boyfriend? And then we're telling the truth about the situation.
Yeah, like, I thought 2026 would start off better, but they started off in the ain't category. I thought it was the year of the horse, but it's the year of the man.
Brother, be honest with you. These women out in love, they into business, brother. They solely.
Facts.
And they
facts.
Blame us for their poor choices on men that they choose in life. You know, like, I think if you surround yourself with the right people in the right environment, you're going to seek the right type of man, you know.
Yeah. But
I guess they choosing in the clubs.
Yeah.
They going to the clubs to get
these
guys.
For the streets.
They for the streets, like, all the streets.
Woo! All right, listen. All I did was put up some Instagram reels, had a guy's night, a girl's night. It was all fun and games until they started coming at each other, okay? So to get all the Instagram noise in real life, I decided, why not throw a guy's versus girl's night? I'm scared there's gonna be a fight, but let's get into it.
Yeah, what's up for a night, cat? Chill, you know, kick back.
Meeting us men out, and they looking at us as like, oh, we're supposed to have everything already aligned out as well for us, you know, career wise, you know, family wise. Of course, you shouldn't be dating at all, have no history, you know, with anybody prior to meeting them.
don't have no kids,
you know,
you got
ready
kids.
To travel, ready to, you know, open your bank account, your finances to that. Speak that out loud too, as well.
Take care of them and you.
It's crazy. Just kind of crazy
it's
nowadays.
It is a whole other episode. Welcome to the Nightcap. It's your girl, Carolina Sanchez, and baby, the men were going in when we were talking about sex trends for 2026. But then we posted that clip, a little longer edition, onto our Instagram, and baby, the comments went off. And so producer Anna and I decided we needed to have a guys versus girls night. So, here on the couch, we've got the singles from the last two episodes. We've got Stacey B. Welcome back, darling.
Happy to be here.
Are you excited to get into
it? I'm so ready, because I'm already stressed out. I feel a big boulder of stress over here.
Okay, yeah, and that boulder of stress is QT, who had some things to say as
really
we just watched.
Yes, yes. I'm ready to dive into it, because
sure.
They need to know. They need to know.
In the half-up ponytail, we've got Krista Monet. Ready, ready.
Ready, ready.
And across from me, we've got Michael, who is a silent killer, because he hasn't said anything just yet.
Hey, no, I mean, they said enough, you know. The animosity already.
Actually, I haven't, we showed the clip from y'all's episode. We didn't show anything from the women's, but you know, they had some things to say on that Instagram post. For example, Chris has said, oh, please get me on here with the guys, put me on that couch, Carolina, let us talk this one out, because the male loneliness epidemic is an epidemic for a reason, and it's not because we being lip gloss to the table. Is it really our expectations that are unrealistic or theirs? Let's be real. Stacy said, if consistency, communication, and effort feel unrealistic, then maybe they should keep swimming in the shallow ponds with the leeches. So, y'all have some big feelings about each other. So, before we get into any animosity, women, I'll start with you. What are your expectations of a male partner?
Companionship, and it was someone to lead.
I
think we all want a leader. I mean, well, speaking for myself, we're in most females, right? Like, we all want a leader, somebody to lead.
In what capacity? Leading in what way? Like, leading with the household functions? Like, he keeps the books together? Or leading in, like, deciding where we're going to go on a date? Like, please
just
expand on that.
Deciding in, like, everything. Like, I always use the term, or let's say, like, whichever. So, I'm like, I have a license, right? Just think about driving a car, right? When I find a partner, a male partner, I want to be in the passenger seat. I want him to drive the car. If he keeps putting the car in the ditch, I still got my license. So, I'm going to put you in the back seat. And I'm gonna take over, and I'm gonna drive. If I feel like I need to drive the car, you're not the man for me.
But you gonna put him in the back seat to take him back to his mama house?
I'm gonna bring him back to your mama house.
He can't go back home.
Okay.
But while he's driving, are you telling him how to drive and all the directions and everything all the time.
You give him sense of direction, or you just having him just lead?
But I don't want to give. I don't want to have to give him the sense
of direction. No, you shouldn't have to. But it's a lot of people who want someone to lead them, but they don't want to be led.
No, I want to be led. I'm cool with sitting back.
That's a whole lot.
Okay,
of,
what is this?
Yeah, see the eye roll as soon as I said that. Even though everything I said was factual,
he's talking about they want somebody to lead, but they don't want to be led. Like he's just talking that word, that simple word to
him. Okay, thing.
But with Krista, the one thing I would add is safety. I think women all too often, like our yearning for safety gets ignored. And I mean that like emotional safety. Mm-hmm. Because we have to put out fight so many fronts and stuff every day that when we come home, we want to be home and not make decisions like that. We want to sit in a passenger seat and not just ride, but be able to go to sleep. Okay. And know you're going to get us where we're
okay.
supposed to go.
Without hitting these bumps.
Okay, so I guess my issue with y'all's expectations is that you're not listing anything specific. It's very generic. Like, I want to feel safe and I want him to lead. Okay, I can drive the car. I can put gas in your car. Like, there's no substance to what y'all are saying there. But y'all percolate on that. Fellas, what are y'all's expectations in a woman?
Kindness.
After
you. Yeah. Kindness, unity. Somebody that just genuinely want to be led, you know, they kind of mentioned that, you know, they want a leader. And I
so
feel
what's
like
your definition of a leader?
A leader, a man that naturally groom, well, he provides emotional support and comfort by reassurance. He openly communicates thoroughly. You know, he takes the time to adequately speak out his thoughts and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he inserts himself in certain spaces where he feel like a woman needs asserting. Like, for instance, she ain't ate, you know, making sure, like, you know, he's properly there to provide lunch or such, or prepare lunch, you know. And just being there spiritually, too, as well, you know what I'm saying, praying with their partner. You know, I feel like leadership goes into all the dynamics of it. You know, wouldn't you say, brother?
Yeah, so if the one thing is I expect a woman who is loving, who I can trust through everything. Me being a leader is fine, but I do want your input on a lot of things. Like, when I think of goals I might have, or great men before me, they've always had a very intelligent wife, a very helpful wife. And it doesn't mean you have to be a scholar, but it means you have to know at least right decision making so we can align in what we're doing. And I think when women provide that for men, men excel as well. So that's the type of partner I look for, someone who's loving, thoughtful, truthful.
Okay. That's beautiful.
So all right. It sounds so good.
So much to
it
say.
All sounds great. So good. All right, listen, we're going to get into the rawness of it all in the break. Don't worry, we're going to get into it. You stay right there. Welcome back to the Nightcap. We're having a guys versus girls night about, you know, expectations between each sex, and it's caused a lot of debate online. And I just asked them, Stacy, QT, Krista, and Michael, their expectations of a potential partner. I feel like all of y'all were very surface level. We didn't get to the root of what makes y'all so upset with the other sex. So let's talk about how they're failing you. What are men doing that is not meeting expectations? Okay, Krista, with a big deep breath.
I know.
I just feel like with dating, because okay, like what we asked for just now on the couch, what y'all said y'all need, I feel like it was kind of the same thing, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, why are we, mm-hmm. why can't we fit, right? If we all want the same things. I feel like dating now, it's like men, I'm not even gonna say men. I say each party lies. It's like either we don't know what we really want or we're not ready for what we really want. So we could say like, oh, I want this, 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 this. But then when someone is there to present you all of that you say you want, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, either you're not ready for that, either your timing and your life isn't ready for you, or you're not career, you know, like, oh, I gotta mm-hmm. climb this ladder, whatever. So then it fails. So it's like, we're not meeting, we say we want this, but it's something that's not.
But do y'all really fucking want
it? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think the meanings are different too. It might sound the same and even with the same words, but I think the meanings of it are mm-hmm. very different. Like, neither one of you guys brought up bring a guy being exciting. I don't think you guys would be with a boring guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, from your stories from the last time you guys were
right.
here, you guys don't want to be with a boring guy. But see, guys, we can be with a woman who isn't the most exciting.
And then
she
fulfills those
things.
Okay. And then you're going to cheat on her with the girl that's exciting.
Wow. So now, okay. Yes. Okay. So
I think it generally based on what his interests are.
And then going back and then
cheat too. So let's
yeah, because that's why women go with boring.
Not more than men. But I mean,
I honestly believe y'all do. I believe.
However,
it's a lot more easier for you all to.
Going back to what you were saying, Michael, when you were saying like leadership and like men had like more supportive women in the days of yore. Well, because the women had less duties outside of the home.
Right.
Now we have so many duties. We have so many things to do, jobs, work, then got to come home, housekeeping, all this stuff. And then you want somebody to sit here while you bounce ideas off of her. And if she's tired one day, then you get tired of her just that
no,
one day.
No, I don't feel it should be cut and dry if you can't provide that aspect. Because it's always 80-20, right? So if you can't fulfill something that day, if a guy is really about you, he should be understanding and know, like, okay, she just worked. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to be bothered. If a guy is that type of person where he just doesn't care about you because you're having a rough time because you have to work a full-time job too, then that's definitely not the guy for you. But I think
How does that translate to 80-20?
Because
that math is not mathing.
Well, the math maths, but if you don't feel it does, you have to give a reason why it doesn't. The reason why it does usually work like that because guys emotionally don't need a whole bunch. Financially, we don't even ask for financial help. So when we're talking about 80%,
jump in, girl,
jump in.
Because I'm like the whole, you know, the whole like 50-50. That's the whole 50-50 thing. But I always. Because now a lot of women are making more than men right now. So it's like this whole dynamic. Like I've had men that told me that, hey, I don't know if I could be that type of person because I know you make more money than me. Or, and you know, so I've had men recently tell me that I intimidated them because I can make better financial or better business decisions. I was helping him in his business. He asked me for help and I, you know, he's like, ooh, that was intimidating. I don't know if I can be the man for you.
Well, most guys can't be with the woman who does make financially more than them, but that's not the norm.
That is the norm.
But is the norm right now?
That is the norm. It's the norm. Women are outpacing men in education, in salary, in all aspects.
In a growth aspect, but we're talking about around the board in general.
No, around the board.
I think overall women are making a lot more money than they have previously in the past.
Yes.
The problem occurring is that now that y'all didn't receive this the fluctuation of income, you look at everything else, like definitely the men, it's like, okay, he has to trump that. Okay, cool. You didn't put yourself in a comfortable position to where you didn't like, you know, got your career going and you're propelling, you know, you're excelling right now in that field. But also still have the same grace for the others. I feel like because y'all have so much fluctuation of income that you look down upon the man now.
I feel like
y'all look at him like it's, you know, like, oh, I can't, like for instance, let's put in perspective. How many situations are there where women are really like in a higher position and building the man up?
But why? I don't feel like I should have to.
But the man is required of it?
No,
a man doesn't have to build me either.
We are required to
see,
lead,
this is
for build,
this is
and
what
provide.
You were saying.
I'm just saying in general.
This is what you guys were saying during your guys' nights, where you were saying a woman expects us to build them. The women don't expect that anymore. Y'all put that expectation on yourselves of women, but women are no longer expecting that because they're doing it themselves.
Just meet me.
Okay, yeah, but women have a big problem with lack of ambition. Women have a big problem if a guy...
I'm sorry.
A lot of women don't complain about guys who are unambitious and who are just satisfied with sitting with the same job the rest of their lives. A lot of women complain about
this. Yeah, I couldn't be with that.
But a lot of men complain about the same thing.
That is a personal choice, not a woman choosing not to help you build yourself, right? That is you not having the ambition. If you have the ambition, the woman would be willing to help
and
you rise.
If you want to stay with these women who are complaining about that, you have to overcome and build yourself up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what we're saying is if you are with a woman who wants that, then wouldn't you expect some type of help if you are to gain position, further yourself in education? If you're in a relationship, why shouldn't you want to help your partner? That's kind of weird if you just are fine with them struggling.
I agree with you, but I don't think that's across the board norm. I think that that's whomever you've been dating. I think many successful women who might trump, you know, financially or, you know, career-wise, their partner, I don't think that they have those partners because they look down at them. I think they have those partners because they feel something else up that they're lacking. Like, as a business owner, I've always made it a practice to, you know, hire at my weaknesses. You know, find business partners that do things that I don't do as well. and do it better than me. Mm-hmm. And that's how I look at relationships. I think a lot of women look at it these ways. I just feel sorry for y'all because you've been walking around with all this trauma that y'all put on yourselves or that maybe somebody from your past put on you. And that's just not the way women operate anymore.
Or it's the women that they go after. It's like, oh, if you want the bag, you want the baddie, you want this and that, and then it's like you jumping in her DMs, you see she taking herself out to Steak 48, she buying herself bags, she getting flown out, da da da. Then you be like, oh, she too expensive, or she want too much, or whatever, blah, blah. She don't want to go to a coffee on the first date, or this and that, and the third. Those are the women that you jumped in her DMs, you know? She ain't going 50-50. She looked, you knew that.
Well, you definitely go get what you, you know, naturally seek. But for us, I think I'm not in search of the woman that's even like doing all the most. I find like more compatibility with like wholesome women who naturally like.
What is a wholesome woman?
Like for myself, they show like mutual gender interest. Like, you know, she works out all the time. She like prepares food. She cooks. She shows that active engagement. She prays. I see that she's spiritually grounded, you know. And also she likes, you know, just doing cordial engagement, like, you know, pottery classes. Painting with a twist, you know, she enjoys picnics. A lot of times, and what's crazy is I didn't live with aspects of that and was looked frowned upon, like, oh, why aren't you want to take me out and take me to this restaurant? And I'm like, well, I feel like me offering that to you, me going on setting up a picnic or me setting up an intentional date, I feel like it's more effort than me just coming out my pocket with it. I can do that any day. Any guy can go and, you know, provide some money for, you know, an engagement.
Not any man, but I get you, yeah.
But who can really be intentional and, like, create a space for you to where he's, like, create a real engagement with you all? Like, you know,
so, make something. And this is a generic question based on what you just said. When you find a partner that you offer something that you're into, for example, like I offer a date, and the woman tells me, ugh, I'd rather go to Steak 48. Are you not moving on to the next?
Yeah, we definitely are. I mean, yeah, we transitioning.
Because there are women who would rather a picnic.
Especially here.
That's
definitely so. But then are you going to go down a rabbit hole of like, all right, I'm jumping from this one to the next? Or are you going to... No, I don't feel like that's really strategically smart to just be hopping from pillar to post to every incoming energy just because the one energy that you had wasn't available. I think you need to truly seek out somebody or a partner that's like in line. So just because there's interest and opportunity there doesn't mean you capitalize on all the opportunity. No, you be more in line. All right, for instance, you have this lineup of girls that, for myself, these lineup of girls, different girls that they're showing interest. I'm going to not try to date all four of them. I'm going to evaluate out of those four, which one kind of aligns with my lifestyle. So which one actually does the same things as me or that I'm going to have more compatibility with. So I don't date frivolously. I'm not just out just going out on a lot of dates, but the ones who I think or show mutual connection with, those are the ones that I pour into a lot. But then sometimes I get...
But that's what I'm suggesting.
Yeah,
like, why would you pour into the cup of somebody who wants you to take them on a steak dinner when what you want to do is go to the Menil Park?
Yeah, I do. I agree with that. Like, I won't show no...
Okay, so then why are we even talking about these women, is what I'm saying. Like, why do we complain about these women when you know that there's other women who would appreciate what you do?
I just want the women that...
I'm not going to lie. If somebody that I'm pursuing, if they want to eat somewhere else than what I'm suggesting, I'm not going to cut them off because they didn't want to go on a picnic versus going to steak dinner. I don't feel like that's justification enough for me to just completely write that person off. Because they might have other qualities and other things that I like versus just that one thing.
That one thing is a lot. That's a whole other lifestyle.
Yeah, but
right? Because painting with a twist, picnics, going to an art museum, very different than taking a woman left and right to steakhouse, to toca madera, tables, bottles. That's very different lifestyle. Yeah. Very different financially
now,
as well.
You know, I'm in the nerd community.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna take a woman to one of those events, even though those are things I love to do. But I know that not everybody's gonna be into that.
I'm into it.
So I mean,
why would you entertain something that's not
actually
into
expensive?
That? Huh?
Anyway. But why would you entertain something that's not?
Because someone can love you unconditionally despite of things that you're into. Not everybody's gonna be into everything I'm into.
Right.
You know. So I understand that. So I'm not gonna force all my interests. And do I want somebody with no liking any of my interests?
Yeah.
I want us to like some of the same things, but I'm not going to force them to like and just dive head over heels into every single thing I do.
Yeah.
You know, and based off what you guys are saying earlier, I have never really dated a woman who made more than me But I have heard a lot of women who make a lot say they would not date a guy who makes less than them.
Agree. Yeah, so, I agree, so, and that's a big problem.
So yeah, so I can't really.
It's a big problem.
And why is it?
It's a big problem because women are making their pool much smaller. Mm-hmm. And so they have way too high of an expectation in my, from my standpoint. I think if you're gonna make a lot of money, your pool of men that are making like more money than you 2%. Is way smaller,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially because you're outpacing them. So if you're not willing to date below your tax bracket, I'm so sorry, you're gonna be single for
tough.
A long
yeah.
time.
Yeah, it's tough.
And that's a burden yeah. women have to take if they're not willing to and date someone or be with someone who makes less.
Yeah.
All right, we've been talking a lot. Hold on, Krista, hold on to that. All right, listen, we've been talking a lot on this show and it doesn't all fit on TV. So please go to our YouTube channel to see the entire conversation because it is good. You stay right there. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Nightcap. We've been having quite the debate here on the Nightcap, talking about expectations of, you know, our partners. And it's a guys versus girls night with Stacey B, QT, Krista Monet, and Michael. Okay, I feel like we're talking in circles, truly.
Right.
I do think that you guys are more in line than you think. And it's such a privilege here on the couch to witness y'all say the same shit about exactly. the opposite sex. So what exactly do you want? Like, what are you hearing from each other that you're like, nah, that's wrong? Or, you know what, I do agree.
So, based on what you guys are saying, I do think, men, we do have a, how can I say, a pre-notion that women automatically want a guy who's making more, that women automatically will not help. I think we think in those terms. And I think that's just years of conditioning of it, mm-hmm. you know, versus mm-hmm. the way women have kind of evolutionized where women are making more money, women are more accepting of guys who don't make as much. And that's definitely opened my eyes to a different side of it.
I mean, okay. I've had like, I personally, I can't date a guy that makes less than me.
Why?
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 Because I've tried and I've noticed it was like
a competition?
I don't know. Yes, like it was like a piss matching contest all the time, like where he would say some slick shit or whatever, like if he was feeling insecure or something like that.
So I think that man is dealing with insecurity,
yes.
But I don't think that all men who make less than you are insecure. So now you're just putting all these men.
Because I feel like then it's like, I don't know, it's like, and it could be me. I think it's more me, but I feel like if they make less, I feel like, and I know you make less, I'm coming out of my pocket more because of things I want to do that I know you can't afford. So
and
if I'm
why
like,
is that a problem?
Yeah, what's the issue with that?
Because I'm like, okay, I want to go to Bali, but I'm like, damn, I'm going to have to pay for both our tickets because I know you can't afford it and I know you got this,
and what's
this,
the problem
this.
With that?
I don't want to do that forever.
So for a man, that's what's supposed to be his story of his life then?
No, because I don't mind going 50-50.
You okay,
know,
you
like,
don't
I don't mind doing 50-50. Like, if we both make the same amount or whichever, like, I don't mind. Like, you know, 50-50 well, is a thing.
Okay, what about, what if you're going 60-40? Like, he pays for his own flight, you pay for your own flight, but maybe you get a few more dinners. You get a few more drinks. You know,
ooh,
just to put it in generic terms, like,
I'll make
you're
like
making 100. I'm just gonna put basic numbers. You're making 100, he's making 80.
Okay.
Those are two different tax brackets.
Right.
They are. So,
I think I could try it, but to be honest,
see,
I think it's
like
me. It's me.
Like
yeah,
that
it's
is
me.
What,
and I think
what
it's a self-conscious
a
like thing, like of I don't want to always feel because if I feel like I, you know, like my lifestyle is different. So if I feel like our lifestyles or you can't keep up with my lifestyle, mm-hmm. it's gonna feel like you're my son. Like,
and do you ever speak on that?
I do.
And that probably makes the man feel even less.
But I don't,
just think. You just said. Feels like you're my son.
Yeah, it does.
Can you imagine how a man would feel?
But
like
I would
son?
Never Ooh. Tell that. Well, probably because I don't date him, right? So maybe we don't get to that conversation.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're my son, you know, or whatever. Like, for instance, the last guy I dated that made less than me, right?
Yeah.
I was living in Miami, and he had a regular job, and I really liked this guy. Like, right? He had a regular job, but he was very insecure that I worked with in pro sports in Miami. So he was very insecure about the type of men that I was around. Like, if I had a meeting, he was very insecure about that. And then it was things that he would want to call me every day. So he drove like trucks. So he wanted to stay on the phone all day, every day, right? I'm like, I can't stay on the phone with you all day, every day. Like, I have a meeting with Nike for $2 million. Like, I'm negotiating. But he's like, well, I don't understand why you can't stay on the phone with me all day. Da da da. I'm lifting stuff. I'm a man. I'm like, what do you think I'm doing every day? Like, because you see me in front of my computer, or because you see me having lunches and dinners, I'm closing more, you know. So
just sounds like an insecure man, and you're generalizing your experience with this one man for the rest of the men. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's been like three of them though, and now once it's like, all right, the three, I can't. Like, it's tough.
All right, QT, what about you? Chris has got some self-worth.
Yeah, I do. I can't do it.
Yeah, she's going through the same habit of choosing the same quality type of guys. Definitely if it's having a three-peat in the same. Yeah, I think it's where you're sourcing these particular men from.
And, I can't do it.
You know, you got to switch
it up.
All right,
QT, get off of Chris.
Yeah, I can't do it. Get off me.
You know, I was just hung up on listening to her. I was just like, wow, put myself in that space. But
I can't.
I think overall, though, I'm generally just looking for a partner that just wants the same openness and engagement that I have.
But are you ready for that, though? That's another thing.
So what failed in your current dating life or your last relationship?
Lack of intentionalness. So I was naturally dating a woman that wasn't as intentional as I was. And she felt that, and well, how she presented out to me was that I had to put in a lot more time of showing the avenues that I have with her to unlock it. And I didn't feel like that was fair. So for instance, I met this woman already through social media, and I invited her into my life. Upon her coming to visit me, I'm already cooking, I'm already welcomed her to the city with flowers. You know, while she's in the city, I'm courting everything. You know, I'm creating a great space. You know, I'm cooking in the morning too. We're doing a lot of engagement, gym. You know, we end up going and do, what we end up doing throughout the daytime.
Something
we end up
fun.
Whatever, some fun stuff, whatever. But long story short, fast forward, we were talking for 4 months. Christmas arrived. When Christmas come, she bought me a puzzle, and I was immediately kind of bothered by it. And she was like, oh, it's very sentimental. And I'm like, I've been knowing you for months. What would make you think of buying a 33-year-old man a puzzle as a Christmas gift when I've been intentional with you this entire time of me and dating you?
What you buy her for Christmas?
Oh, I got her a pair of shoes. I got her a gym fit.
I would have broke up with her, too.
Yeah,
I would have gave her that box on back.
In regards to things, like I'm saying, intentionalness, a lot of times I feel like the best version of what we want from our women nowadays, I feel like we have to unlock that from y'all. I don't feel like they're just generally giving off the muscle.
I can see that.
Should be offered to that. Definitely if a man is showing it, if he has to lead with his quality traits, which shows you what you're getting into, what you're going to be receiving from him,
you gotta match it.
You should match that. You should show the same type of engagement. Not that I have to pay for it, or I have to break down these barriers and walls to unlock that version of you. I just like more sweet women. I just like real sweet women. Outside is expensive. Like, y'all gotta realize, I'm trying to build some equity, multiply it.
I'm gonna say two things, and then I'm gonna tell my opinion. Okay, what I like about you, Mike, is that you are not afraid of dating outside of your comfort zone. So like, based on what you said, like the type of ladies that you're interested in, you don't want her to be like identical to you and have different interests. Mm-hmm. And that's the opposite for you, Q, because you just forgot the old age saying that opposites attract, and you want somebody that's like locked into what you do all day, every day. And then to me, that would be kind of boring to me. Like, it sounds good, but it's boring if what new do I have to talk about?
I don't think that she said do everything, but I just feel like you need to have some similarities.
I ain't going to the gym.
I mean, similarities are like,
she's not calling you boring.
Similarities.
She's not calling you
boring.
She called me boring.
I said like that kind of situation would be boring.
I don't think so. I think,
like, okay, yeah. Stacey ain't the one for you. Stacey, focus on.
He's not even listening. So that's another
thing. I
do
he'll listen
know
to
how
you.
To listen.
Stacey, talk about yourself.
Okay, so I think I'm a traditionalist. Okay. More so, like, it's not that a man has to financially provide, but he got to provide, like, the je ne sais quoi. You know what I mean? Like, he has to be the man and lead me. I'm a big personality. When we walk in a room, I don't want to be the personality that shows up first when I'm with my man.
I agree.
Like, my man better
you
be
want to be soft with your man.
I agree. And I feel like, as far as, like, financially, I think, like, when the girlies realize, okay, you could take a little decrease in the income if it makes you happy. Because at the end of, I'm not saying we going all the way broke, because I think, like, we are too old to have finances as our struggle conversation at home. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not gonna argue over finances. Mm-hmm. I wanna argue over dumb stuff, like, let me watch my movie on Friday nights. Like, I wanna argue over that stuff. I don't wanna argue over why the lights got cut out today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I could,
because I'm gonna be paying them. We're not talking about.
Oh, okay, but if I had to pay them all, I'm going to let them go off on purpose.
See? Stacey. Now you my son. Now I got kids.
Stacey.
See, there you go with Stacey. The my son stuff.
So. Okay, what? Because you're about to call me out on something.
I am. You say you're willing to be soft with the right one. Mm-hmm. Who is the right one to allow you to be soft? You have such a big personality. How are you going to tamper that down for someone?
Oh, who Jesus is going to let me know.
I would. All right. Listen, cheers.
I do.
Cheers.
Y'all got to come back on the show when you find somebody. But do y'all understand? Hold on. Actually, closing thoughts. Cheers. Do y'all understand that y'all are way more similar in what you're looking for than
Absolutely.
You're not? And I think it is more often that you guys are just finding the wrong people and then generalizing these wrong people to blanket the rest of the dating pool, which is massive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that's definitely
it is
a fair assessment.
Massive.
Yeah.
First time.
And
first
I'm
time.
Sure y'all could find someone if y'all looking in the right places and stop fucking around in these wrong places that you
and Chapman and Kirby.
The Chapman and Kirby.
Okay, dating apps.
Hey, yeah. Or dating apps or whatever, okay? All right, we're going to make smarter dating decisions.
Y'all know I only take referrals, so that ain't my struggle.
I can't with
I pay for premium.
Right. We got Gotti's in the building. How are your drinks?
Oh my God.
My Gotti's
yours.
Phenomenal. All right.
Yeah,
you stay right there. I need a drink after this conversation. Woo! Be right back. Welcome back to the Nightcap, baby. We had quite a conversation. I probably need a drink or two after that. So I got Gotti's in the building. We've got Gotti himself and Montana, because it's time to do what?
Bang, bang, up.
Okay, Montana, you had two different drinks for us, one for the ladies, one for the fellas, and I got the one for the fellas because I tend to like it.
You like a little hard.
I like a little
Clearly.
Well, mine.
Okay, Montana understands this show. Okay, what did you make for us?
We made you the Gotti's Punch.
Ooh, the Gotti's Punch. Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. A little tiki, a little breezy.
Yeah, okay, so what's in it?
We got rum, fruit punch, it comes with sweet and sour, and just a little simple syrup, and top it off with orange juice.
And oranges. All right, shake it up for us while I talk to Gotti about Gotti's.
Yes.
All right, so it's yours. That's your namesake, huh?
Absolutely,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so what goes down at Gotti's?
So Gotti's is like a vibe spot in Houston near downtown, you know, so we always have a lot of tourists. We like everyone to come out and enjoy brunch. We have a live DJ, hookah. It's a vibe dining experience or whatever. So if you want to go and have a good time where you can bring the entire family, you can come check us out. We got shrimp and grits, catfish. We got everything you want when you come to Houston.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Came here just with drinks. Didn't bring me no catfish. Didn't bring me no grits. Didn't bring me nothing. Not even a hookah. Nobody brought me a hookah here on the Nightcap before. You could have been the first. But apparently we just gotta come to you.
Yeah, you could definitely come to us, or next time we'll hook you up next time.
You see
sure.
How I did that? I finessed that a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, apparently we just gotta go to Gotti's and have a good time. I already see these people thirsty looking at what
the
Montana's Gotti's. Shaking up.
Yep.
Okay, they didn't need water to drink.
All right, y'all heard the conversation. What'd y'all think? Who won, the guys or the girls?
I was on the fence with both, so.
You were on a fence? All right, step on up. Step on up, Stacey. Say it with your chest.
I feel like the food won again.
I was on the fence, you know. I gotta automatically ride with the girls.
It's okay. Was it clear? We like it.
So, you know, I'm messing with the girls too.
I know
this girl. All right, so who won? Everyone?
We won.
The girls.
Love wins. Look, love wins.
Love wins. Listen, I hope you find your one. You get through all the bull. You know, skip it. Just skip it. Don't even invest in it. Don't spend no time with it and find your boo. For you. Right?
This is boo season.
And guess what? You may find him at Gotti's, okay? All right.
You might
cheers
find
to
me.
You. We'll see you next time with Montana.